All right, this is Agent Aziza coming at you live from the Conga House, from the Bite. We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet, slash we're going to start from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're quoting a Braita, right? We're quoting the Braita that discusses exactly what you have to have Kavanah for, what segments of Shema you have to focus on, and exactly what the bare minimum is to be Yotze. So the Gemara in that context is about to quote a Braita, two lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan, Vehayu. So it's quoting Pasuk by Pasuk. Right? The Pasuk says, Vehayu hadvarim ha'ila. So what is the word Vehayu coming to indicate? Vehayu shelo yikra l'mafreya. They have to be b'havayatan, the way they are presented, and therefore you can't read them, out of order. Hadvarim alevavecha. The Pasuk says the words should be on your heart. So what does this come to tell us about the nature of the chiyuv? Yachol tehe kol ha'parsha tzricha kavana. Right? One would think that because it says hadvarim alevavecha, the whole parsha needs to have kavana. Right? It says the Gemara, Tamud lomar ha'ele. Specifically these points. So ad kan tzricha kavana mikan ve'elech. Until this point, you need kavana, and from here and onwards, you don't. Now, there's a machlokas rishonim as to exactly what ad kan means that you need kavana. Rashi says ad kan means literally until the words alav avecha. Tosus seems to think that it's the whole paragraph, right? Ad kan mitzvah kavana says the Tosus ad bechol meodecha sheshnei psukim elu midabrim biyichud Hashem b'ahavasu v'yirasu. Right, so Tosus says that it is specifically until it's more conceptual, right? Until the points that no longer discuss the idea, the concept meant to be conveyed. Rashi seems to interpret it as a much more textual idea. Ad alav avecha. But anyways, so the words ha'ele imply that only from this particular point do you need kavana, only up to a specific point in Kriya Shema. Mikan ve'elech, from there on in. Ein tzricha kavana, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Amarli Rabbi Akiva, harehu omer, asher anochi mitzavecha hayom alevavecha, mikana talamed, shekol ha'parsha kula tzricha kavana. So everything, because we say hayom, that implies the action that you're doing now, or the specifically meaning dealing with the present, and because the present is talking about completing the entire action of Kriyat Shema, we assume that the entire action of Kriyat Shema needs kavana, according to Rabbi Akiva. So mikana talamid shekola parsha kula tzricha kavana. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. So Rabba Bar Bar Chana says that Rabbi Yochanan paskin dalacha like Rabbi Akiva. Ika dematne la aha. Right, there are those that translate that understood Rabba Bar Bar Chana's statement, or that have a mesorah. The Rabba Bar Bar Chana said his statement in a different context. Same maskana, but different way we arrive at the halacha. Hakura et Shema, tzarek shei kaven et libo. Somebody who reads Kriyat Shema says that has to have kavana, has to have intent that he's reading, that he wants to complete the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kivan shekivan libo beperek rishon. Since he attended, he focused on the first perek, shuv eino tzarek. You only need to have that kavana for the first parak. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Acha she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So the halacha is like Rabbi Acha she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Kivan shekivan libo parak rishon shuv eino tzarech. Right, that it's in context of that statement. So it's the same maskana. We just have a different mesorah as to where he drew that conclusion from. So fine. So halacha. So I'm Rabba Bar Bar Chana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Acha she'amar mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So Tanya Idach, we have another braita, right? Vahayu, the word Vahayu shelo yikra lemafreya alav avecha, that the words need to be on your heart. What does this mean? Rabbi Zutra Omer ad kan mitzvat kavana. From here, you need to have kavana. Mikan ve'elech mitzvat kriya. So until now, it seemed to be that the Gemara has a Havamina. Rashi mentions this, but we'll see it in a second, that you had to have specific kavana and not read. So it's interesting as to why that would be a valid, Havamina to consider that you could be Yotzei Kriyat Shema. I guess the question is when you're dealing with something that's a purely intellectual pursuit, right, which is what Kriyat Shema is supposed to be, that's why a Chatan specifically is Pater, because he doesn't have the intellectual wherewithal to go through with Kriyat Shema. But it's interesting that this was a Havamina. Anyways, so Tanya Bahayu Shall Yi, so Rabbi Sudram Adkan Mitzvah Kavana Mikan Ba'elech Mitzvah Kriya, Rabbi Yoasha Omer Adkan Mitzvah Kriya Mikan Ba'elech Mitzvah Kavana, right? Until this point, Alav Avecha, you need Kriya, and from here on in, you only need Kavana. So Maishna Mikan Ba'elech, right? Maishna Mikan Ba'elech Mitzvah Kriya. Why is it that Mikan Ba'elech you need the Mitzvah of Kriya, according to Rabbi Zutra? Right, Yechtiv L'daber Bam. Only from this point and onwards do you have that those psukim of L'daber Bam. So Hachanami Hakativ V'dibarta Bam. So we also have in Vahayim Shemo we have V'dibarta Bam, right? So Hachikamar, and we don't make the same drusha there. So Hachikamar Adkan Mitzvat Kavana Vikriya. So you're right. Until this point, we have the mitzvah of kavana and kriya. It's not purely kavana; it is also kriya, right? Mikan ve'elech kriya below kavana, and from there on in, we need kriya without kavana. So therefore, kavana is kavana and kriya, and mikan ve'elech is kriya without kavana. Umayishna ad kan mitzvat kavana ve'kriya dichtiv alav avecha v'dibarta bam hatam nami by v'hayayim shemo. We have alav avchem l'daber bam. Right, so you should. Why? So really, right? When we say ad kan, we mean the whole parsha of Kriyat Shema. We don't mean specific paragraphs. So why is it that we're limiting the mitzvah only to that to that sentence? We have the same type of sentence in V'hayayim Shemo. So we should extend it through there. So v'dibarta. So hatan damiktiv aluv avchem l'daber bam. So hahumi bayalei l'chid Rabbi Yitzchak. No, that. The passage in V'hayayim Shemo is not coming to talk about Kriyat Shema. We darshan it for something else. We need it for the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar. V'samtem et devarai ele, right? We say V'samtem et devarai ele alav avchem, right? Tzricha shetei sima keneged halev, right? We need the tefillin to be by your heart, and therefore we need that sentence to come and teach us that idea. So continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yoasha, Rabbi Yoasha Omer Ad Kan Mitzvat Kriya Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvat Kavana, which we just interpreted to say it's Mitzvat Kriya with Kavana, and Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvat Kavana. Sorry, Ad Kan Mitzvat Kriya was Mitzvat Kriya below Kavana. Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvat Kavana. So Ma'ishna Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvat Kavana. Why specifically do we say here and onwards is the Mitzvah of Kavana? Mishum Dichtiv Alav Avchem. Right, v'samtem et varai eila alav avchem. I guess it depends on what eila is. Is eila coming to precede something, or to follow it, or to succeed something, right? So he understands v'hayu advarim eila to be on the coming statement, right? So hachanami haktiv alav avecha, right? So here. So mishum dichtiv alav avchem, right? Hachanami dichtiv alav avecha. So hachikamar adkan mitzvat kriya v'kavana. So until this point, you need mitzvat kriya v'kavana. Mikan ve'elach kavana below kriya. From there on in, you need kavana without kriya. Umayishna adkan mitzvat kriya v'kavana. Until that point, until alav avchem, you need kavana and kriya. Dichtiv alav avecha v'dibar tabam. So hatanami haktiv alav avchem l'daber bam. So there also we have alav avchem l'daber bam hahu b'divrei Torah. So no, when we say alav avchem l'daber bam in v'hayayim shamoa, right? That's not coming to indicate the same pattern of reading that we have in Kriyat Shema at the beginning, right? That's coming for a different drasha. We already apply that to something else, right? That's for divrei Torah, right? Hahu b'divrei Torah k'ti v'hachikam rachmana agmiru b'naichu Torah ki hechi deligrusu b'hu. So alav avchem l'daber bam is talking about v'limadetem otam ed b'neichem. We interpret the second statement, the one in v'hayayim shamoa, to be in context of the statements that follow of teaching your kids, and therefore it applies to chinuch habanim, and therefore l'daber bam comes to say that you should meditate on them so that your kids will also be familiar, so that they will be familiar, so that they'll be able to be gorus, to repeat the words. Fine. So Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Lev. So the Gemara is coming to continue with the previous arguments in the previous sugyas, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Lev. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava Halachik Rabbi Meir. You only need Kavanat Halev for the first pasuk. So Tanya Sum Kusomer Kol Hamarich BeEchad Marichin Lo Yama Vushnotav. Anybody who lengthens the word echad gets longer years and longer days. So Rashi explains this. Obviously, right? You know, we don't assume that the Gemara is just saying, if you do this, you know, hocus pocus, you'll get longer years. Rashi explains that in general, you do an action. It's not like what you do that your years are connected with the chet, so to speak. It means that you have a heightened awareness of God, and therefore you'll get reward. You'll live, you know, God will reward you for you know, pursuing that awareness of Him. Not just that you lengthen the word chet, right? So gives you longer to be mechadin. So Tanya Sumkus Omer Kol Amarich BeEchad Ma'arichin Lo Yamav Ushnotav. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Uvedalin. Specifically, if you're marich on the note of dalet, it means that you're in the action of completing the word echad and contemplating the word echad, right? So Amar Rav Ashi Uvelvad Shelo Yachtov Bechet. You can't when you're getting to the dalet, you can't obviously shorten the chet. You have to say it bishleimut. Right? Rabbi Yirmiya Hava Yativ Kami De Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Chazei De Hava Marich Tuva. So Rabbi Yirmiya was sitting in front of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, and he saw that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba was spending a really long time on this. Right, so kiven the im, so Amar le kiven the im lichte lemalo b'mata l'arba ruchos hashamayim. Right, since you were mamlich, right, you acknowledged God's existence above you, below you, and all around you. Tu lo tzrichad. You now no longer have to, you know, kill yourself in order to do it. You were yotze. So when we say that you have to be marich, obviously what we're coming to say is that each individual has to be marich to the point that they acknowledge that presence of God. So Amar Rabbi Natan Barmar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Alav Avecha Be'Amida, Alav Avecha Be'Amida. You have to say the portion of Alav Avecha standing up. Alav Avecha Salkad Aitecha Ela Eima Ad Alav Avecha. Sorry, not literal Amida, but the Gemara mentioned, I think, can't remember if it's earlier, if it's later, the Gemara mentions somebody who's in the process of working. Right, and what they have to do,
right,
to
according to Behida,
yeah,
right, within Behida,
yeah, how they read Kriyat Shema, whether it's somebody who's working in the trees has to stop, right? So the question is, the Gemara is now addressing that issue because it that issue is also an issue that is concerned with Kavana, and the question is, at what point do we say that interferes with the Iker Kavana you're supposed to have with Kriyat Shema, right? So Amar Rav Natan Barmar Ukva Amar Rav Yehuda Alav Avecha Be'Amida Alav Avecha Salka Daitecha Ela ima ad alav avecha. Does it make sense to say that you keep going, you keep reading the parsha, and you get to alav avecha, and then you just stop for those 5 seconds? Rather, what it means to say is ad alav avecha, right?
So, right, so meaning, till alav avecha is more important, so you need a higher level.
Yeah, okay. Right. And I guess the idea is that Alav Avecha is coming to elaborate on another parsha, right? The mahalach that the Gemara has been taking so far is Alav Avecha is either coming to elaborate on things before those words or on things after those words, right? So when the Gemara said Salka Daitecha, right, the way we understand Alav Avecha is it's elaborative, right? So the question is, why is it that it doesn't make sense to the Gemara to say that you'd only stop to say the words Alav Avecha, because if Alav Avecha is supposed to be a genuinely elaborative term, right, you should be going on something. And that's why the Gemara has that issue. Right? Ella Ema ad Alav Avecha Be'amida. Mikan ve'elech lo. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kola Parsha Kula Be'amida. You have to say the whole parsha. You have to stop and say the whole parsha. Ve'az Rabbi Yochanan Latame. Da'ama Rabba Bar Barchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Karabacha She'amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Up above we had that. Right? Right? Kivan She'kivan Libo Peperek Rishon Shuv Eino Tzarech. Right? that the Iker Kavana has to be the entire first parak, right? And so that's why Rabbi Yochanan is saying what he's saying here. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara is going to continue with another elaborative rabbinic Mishneik, Tanaic statement. Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zo Kriyat Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. That's all Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would say. So Amar Le Rav, Rav Le Rabbi Chia. Lo Chazina Le the Rabbi, the Mekabal Ale Malchut Shemaim. So yes, he said, you never saw Rabbi being Mekabal Ol Malchut Shemaim. You never saw him saying Kriyat Shema. Yeah, well, I guess so. I guess he just was very, very brief. Rashi explains, actually, that that pretty much Rebbe would start teaching before the Zman Kriyat Shema, and he would stop teaching after. So the question is when he was Mekaba, when he was Mekaba. So that's the question, right? So Amar Le Bar Pichti. Bar Pichti means Ben Chacham, right? Rashi, Galikute Rashi here brings... Brings Rashi from elsewhere. So he says, "Bar pichti ben chacham b'shasha ma'avir yadav al panav." The instant that he pulls his hand over his face, mekabel alav ol malchut shamayim. So all he needs is 5 seconds, and then he's at that point of awareness. Right. This is kind of consonant with the statement we said before of echad is only coming to be marich. Right. Rabbi Yirmiya corrected Rabbi Chia, and he said once you're at a point where you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamlich, right, that's enough. So it seems to be that Kriyat Shema and what we said before with the whole idea of kavana mikan ve'elach, that all you mikan mitzvat kavana. Right, the fact that you could have kavana independently seems to be that it's an intellectual pursuit. Right. So he would
start teaching before this man, say only the first pasuk of Shema.
Yeah.
But have in mind to be mekabel, then keep teaching them later. Finish three verses.
Well, the Gemara is going to see if he finished or not. But the question is, is there a limitation to what an individual has to do based on their metaphysical awareness?
Right.
So Rebbe was at that point of higher metaphysical awareness. We discussed with Rebbe Yirmiya that Rebbe Chia Bar Abba was also at that point. And the question is to what degree are the words binding, and to what degree is the intellectual capacity the deciding factor, right? So fine. So ask the Gemara, Chozer v'gomra or Einar Chozer v'gomra? Would Rebbe go back after he passed his hands over his face? And was Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim? Would he go back and finish or not? So Bar Kapara Omer Einar Chozer v'gomra. Bar Kapara said he didn't go back. Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe Omer Chozer v'gomra. So Amar Le Bar Kapara Le Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe. Bishlam Aladidi, the opinion that said the Rebbe wouldn't go back, challenged the other opinion. Bar Kapara challenged Rabbi Shimon, and he said, according to me, it makes sense that Rebbe didn't go back. Why? Right? The Amina Eino Chozer v'Gomer Ha'im the Mahad the Rebbe Ashmaita the Ika by Yitzia Mitzrayim. Rebbe would always be makpid to teach something that involved Yitzia Mitzrayim. So according to my opinion that says that Rebbe didn't go back, it makes perfect sense, because built into the structure of Kriyat Shema is Vayomer, the Parsha of Tzitzit, to be Mazkir Yitzit Mitzrayim. And so therefore Rebbe, who would skip the rest of Kriyat Shema, right, wouldn't have to go back. Ela Lididach, De Amrit Chozer V'Gomra, Lama Le Lahadure, right, why would he go back? Right? Why would Rebbe be so makpid to teach every day something that concerned itself with Yitzhak Mitzrayim? So answers the Gemara, Kedei lahazkir Yitzhak Mitzrayim bizmana. Because even though Rebbe would go back and say the rest of Kriyat Shema later, he wanted to make sure that he mentioned Kriyat Shema within the Zman that one mentions Kriyat Shema. So therefore, both opinions are able to satisfy themselves there. So Amar Rabbi Ila Breidarav Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav. So Mishmei Derav Amar Shema Yisrael. Sorry. Yeah, fine. Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Benanas B'Sheina Yatza. Right. Somebody who said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and then fell asleep, he was Yotze, right? Because that's the Iker Pasuk. That's according to the opinion that we brought to Shem Rabbi Meir before, which is not the Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah, it would seem. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Amar le Rav Nachman daru abde. So in line with this, Rav Nachman would say to Daru, his slave, Bipsuka kama tsa'aran, tfei lo tsa'aran. Right, with the first pasuk, you know, wake me up. If I happen to be falling asleep and you see that I haven't read Kriyat Shema, wake me up to read the first pasuk. If I've already read the first pasuk, then don't wake me up. Amar le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Breid Rabba, Avucha hechi hava avid. What would your father do? What would your father, if he fell asleep, would he get somebody to wake him up? Or what degree would he be makbid? So Amar le bipsuka kama hava kamitzar nafshe. To read the first pasuk, I'd be mitzar myself to make sure that I was awake, or I would bother myself, I'd take myself away. Tfei lo hava mitzar nafshe. Right? Or sorry, my father would bother himself for the first pasuk. He wouldn't bother himself for the rest of the psukim. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Praktin lo yikra kriyat shma." Somebody who's lying supine, i.e., he is lying on his back with the front part of his body up. Right? He shouldn't read kriyat shma. So says the Gemara, "Mikra hu delo likri mitzare ha migna shapir." So the diuk from that statement is, I can't read Kriyat Shema, but I can go to sleep like that. Shapir Dami, right? V'ha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lait aman degani aprakid. So the problem is that Rabbi Yeshua specifically cursed anybody out that slept that way. Rabbi Yeshua said that it was an inappropriate way to sleep. So Amre Migda ki matzle shapir. No, this statement was specifically talking not just about somebody who laid down on their back, but rather it was talking about somebody who laid down with a slight variation. They lay on their side or something of that nature, right? So therefore, it wasn't within the curse of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It was perfectly acceptable. And the diun is whether you can, even though it's acceptable to lie down like that, is it acceptable to read Kriyat Shema? So Amri migde ki matzli shapir dami. So you can go to sleep like that. Mikra afa gavde matzli nami aser. Right, but to read Kriyat Shema, even though you're leaning a little bit, that's still aser. So v'harabi Yochanan matzli vikari. Rabbi Yochanan would lie down like that and read Kriyat Shema, and we just said that it was asur. So what's the deal? Shiny Rabbi Yochanan de Baal Basar. He was a big guy. He was a little bit chubby. So therefore, it was a big tircha for him. And therefore, he was allowed to read Kriyat Shema in that position. So the Gemara continues with the statement of the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to elaborate exactly who you can interrupt Kriyat Shema for. Right? So we're going to quote the Gemara. Prakim Shoel V'chule. Now, just a quick refresher, because the Gemara is going to concern itself with this. Right, in the previous Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, right, Prakim Shoel Mipnei HaKavod Umeshiv. Right, somebody who's reading in the middle of the Prakim of Kriyat Shema, in the middle of the paragraphs, right, is Shoel Mipnei HaKavod, can ask, right, or can greet somebody who is a revered or respected individual, Umeshiv. Right, and can answer. Now the question is, we don't know what umeshiv is, right? Umeshiv can be meshiv. We have three options, right? Umeshiv mipnei hayira, right? Umeshiv mipnei umeshiv mipnei akavod, umeshiv mipnei kol adam, right? But anyways, the statement, right? Becholof and the statement of Rabbi Meir is a little bit ambiguous because he doesn't say who you are meshiv to. So that's what the Gemara is going to concern with itself with. So asks the Gemara, Meshiv mechamat mai, right? When we say that you're Meshiv, who are you Meshiv to, right? What are you being Meshiv for? So ilema mipnei hakavod, if you're going to be Meshiv mipnei hakavod, hashta mishal shayil, right? If we're allowing you to be shoal, we're allowing you to go out of your way to greet somebody, then ahadur mibaya, then if somebody greets you, you know, we even have a question. Ela shoal mipnei hakavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. Right. Rather, what we might say is that you're shoal mipnei hakavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. Ema seifa uveemtza shoal mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei umeshiv. Right. In the end, we say shoal mipnei hayira umeshiv. Meshiv mechamat mai. Right. Ilema mipnei hayira. If we're saying yira hashda mishal shalad durim ibai ela mipnei hakavod. So a hayinu diri d'tnan riomer beemtza shol mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakavudu beprakim shol mipnei hakavudu umeshiv shalom lechol adam. Right. So we've worked out the first statement of Rabbi Meir, but then we have the second statement, which is rather ambiguous. Right. So when we say, according to the second statement of Rabbi Meir, that beprakim your shol mipnei hayira and your meshiv, right. So it's if you want to say that it's meshiv mipnei hayira, this is pashut.
So I guess you're asking, like, is an analogy between the first two that you go down one level or that you go down to the bottom level?
So that's what the question is. Yeah, that seems to be what the question is, right? Well, it's not even that. It doesn't matter. Here we're saying you can go down one level, but if we say mipnei hakavod, right,
I mean, from sholem nei yira, does it go down one level like how mipnei hakavod went to the kodam, or does it go down like the other one?
Yeah, and right now, yeah, then what we end up saying right now, right? Hayinu diri. If you say that it goes down one level, then we're agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, right? So we have to kind of figure it out exactly what the kavana of Rabbi Meir's statement is, right? So d'tnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemtza shol mipnei yira umeshiv mipnei kavod ubiprakim shol mipnei kavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. So now the Gemara is going to try and answer all of our questions, right? Chisurei mechzera b'hachi ketani biprakim shol mipnei hakavod vein tzarech lomar shehu meshiv. Right, so biprakim within the paragraphs, you shol mipnei hakavod, right, and you answer mipnei kavod vein tzarech lomar, and you don't even need to mention. That's how the Mishnah was written or was supposed to be read. Uveemtza shol mipnei hayira vein tzarech lomar shehu meshiv. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemtza shol mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakavod uveprakim shol mipnei hakavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. So Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a braita that seems to agree with this reading of the Mishnah. Hakore et shma upagabo rabo o gadol heimenu, right? If you read Kriyat Shema and you ran into your rab or somebody that was greater than you, biprakim shol mipnei hakavod vein tzarech lomar shehu meshiv, i.e. the same way that we just read Rabbi Meir in the Chisurei Mechzera, uveemtza shol mipnei hayira vein tzarech lomar shehu meshiv, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer beemtza shol mipnei hayira umeshiv mipnei hakavod uviprakim shol mipnei hakavod umeshiv shalom lechol adam. So this is consonant with the way we just amended our Mishnah with the Chisurei Mechzera, and therefore this is the strong raya as to how we were supposed to read our Mishnah. Yeah.